Welcome to Daily Metz, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Metz are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the ninth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we learn of Jesus' transfiguration, and it says, "While Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white." Now, it's been said by many different people in different ways that our prayers don't exactly change God, but that our times of prayer have a really profound way of changing us. And I think that appears to be the case in this story of Jesus' transfiguration as it's told in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus went up a mountain to pray, as was his custom. Jesus took Peter, James, John with him. It was an act that he'd undertaken, frankly, countless times before. But this time when Jesus prayed, something happened to him. He changed. He appeared to be in the company of great luminaries of the Hebrew faith, Moses and Elijah. For a moment, Jesus appeared divine, godlike. It was as if his true character was on display for anyone who happened to be around to see. I mean, I wonder, you know, how many times Jesus must have gone off to pray and frankly, nothing happened. There must have been plenty of times when God seemed silent and Jesus felt unmoved and there were no dazzling visions to be seen. That's just how it happens most of the time. But Jesus persisted. And in time, prayer changed him so much that he didn't even look like the same person to those who knew him best. I mean, that's what prayer can really do. It can change us. It can illuminate us. It can make our lives dazzling. Let's pray about that. Let's pray for that. Lord, we may actually pray a fair bit, but we often wonder if it's working. And Lord, by working, we tend to mean, are you working on our behalf? But Lord, what if the efficacy of prayer has less to do with you and more to do with us? What if the benefits of prayer is that you change not so much our life circumstances in favorable ways, but that somehow those times of prayer have a way of changing us favorably? Now that, Lord, would be a great gift. And we will pray for that today in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.